folks, and welcome or welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima again, and this podcast was brought to you, among others, by Emil Gorgis, a Tokyo real estate agent who specializes in serving international or mixed nationality families looking for the perfect family home. So Emil's an Australian. He's been living here in Japan for the past 2 decades, 8 years of which he's been actively buying, selling, and managing real estate properties in the city on behalf of his own family and a great many happy clients. And he also acts as a mortgage broker on behalf of his clients. So his company has a dedicated loan officer in many of the Japanese mega banks. And if you're a regular listener, you probably already know him from our JREP, the Japan Real Estate Experts panel sessions. So you're probably already aware that the man is an absolute fountain of wisdom on all things related to real estate in Japan, and in particular to family homes, the greater Tokyo metropolitan area, and mortgages. And most importantly, he's incredibly generous with his time and advice, which he's more than happy to provide at no cost or commitment to anyone asking. So if you've been thinking about buying your home in Tokyo, but you've been sitting on the fence for a while, or if you just want to have a chat in English with a real expert, drop him a line on emil.gorgis, that's E-M-I-L dot G-O-R-G-E-E-S, emil.gorgis at tokyorealty.jp. Hit him up today and start exploring your options. All right, a bit of a special treat for you today. This one's a walkthrough of an apartment in Nara that we've done on behalf of a client who's purchased it for use as a holiday home. Now, Nara, if you're not from Japan, is a small town near Kyoto, which is also a very popular tourist destination, like its neighbor, mainly due to the wild deer that roam the entire city and the park, and they ask passerbys for snacks and treats with a polite bow. Very cute, definitely worth a visit if you haven't been to Nara yet. Now, this unit's quite spacey in Japanese standards, just under 82 square meters with a 12 square meter balcony. It's a 3LDK, which means 3 bedrooms plus a largish living, dining, kitchen area. The building was constructed in 1992, so exactly 30 years old at the time of purchase. And the property has been sold at 11.5 million Japanese yen, which at the current ridiculously low exchange rates is just over 88,000 US dollars. Now, it's located in central Nara, short walk to the nearby station and quite close to the city's central train station as well. And the reason it's sold for such a ridiculously low price is because the previous tenant has actually passed away in the property from natural causes, so nothing too grim. But these special incident properties, which are known in Japan as Jigobuken, tend to greatly reduce the resale price. So if, like our clients in this case, you don't personally mind living in or staying in such a property, and you are aware of the fact that future resale options could be a bit more limited, you can get yourself a great bargain, normally about 20 to 30% off the average market price for any comparable property. And as you'll see in the video, and if you're tuning in via the podcast, you probably want to hop over to our YouTube channel instead. We'll link to it in this episode's show notes. So the property has been immaculately renovated and it's absolutely gorgeous. So again, a real bargain as long as you're aware of its history and are not too fazed by it. So for this walkthrough, we teamed up with Mika Giman from Add Value in Tokyo. You may recall her joining one of our JREP sessions last year to talk to us about the challenges of renting properties in Japan as a foreigner. Her company also handles sales, and in this case, she was the realtor in charge of the sale, which has gone through smoothly, barring some international postage delays. So here is, again, a video walkthrough, some Q&A and other tidbits that we're discussing as we go here. Should be pretty educational for those of you in the market for similar holiday home purchases, or even if you're not, just an interesting look at what you can purchase in Japan for very affordable budgets. So enjoy the tour, and I'll see you again on the other side. Hi, Mika.
Hi, Zip-san.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is Nathan and Maggie.
Hello, Mika. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
So you're already in the property, are you?
Yes, I am already in the property.
Okay, and are you with the agent? Do we need to say hello to the agent, or is he?
Yes. ちょっと挨拶だけ。 He is Morita-san.
Hello. Hajimemashite.
Onegai shimasu.
Hajimemashite.
Arigato nichiyobi no kuruwa. Shitsure shimasu.
Nichiyobi de ni mo tayo shite.
Ah, iya, watashi mo daishoubu desu. Arigato gozaimasu.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, okay. So I'll switch off my video. Nathan, maybe you guys switch off yours as well so we can have the property on the full screen.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So I am going to show you from the entrance.
Yep.
Yeah, here is the entrance and that's the front door. If you want to see the outside, and the hallway, it's like this. Yeah.
Just quick question: do the stairs go in from the lobby downstairs, or is there a separate? Do the stairs go inside or outside from downstairs?
It is going. I think it's going to the inside. Let me just double check. Yeah, it's the inside. So it's the lobby.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, this is the lobby. And mailbox over there. And that's the main entrance of the building. There is also an elevator.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm on the first floor.
And is there an apartment? There's an apartment right below our unit, this unit, right? There's someone lives below.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this is the one below.
Okay.
And there is like a, yeah, nameplate. So I think there is someone living. And that's the unit, okay. 201. This is the front door and intercom. And yeah, here is the entrance.
Right.
And I think you already saw the floor plan, but right next to the entrance, there is a bathroom.
Yeah.
Here is the bathroom. And this is the sink. It's renovated.
Yeah.
And
yes, okay, yeah. So those are open, right? Those are, yeah, okay, cabinet.
Yeah, yeah. There is some storage area here. And this side too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and yeah, that's the sink. There are more shelves, drawers, and the storage, more storage here.
Okay.
And there is a really small storage. Yeah. Really small space like this.
Like a broom closet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And here is the washing machine area.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And there is also outlet. And yeah, this is the switch.
And so it looks like all the outlets and switches are new too. They did everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think everything. But yeah, let me make sure later.
Okay.
Yeah. This is for the bathroom and the breaker box there. And this is also renovated bathroom. I think the size is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bathtub is pretty big. Yeah. There's like an auto bath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a system shower bathroom, or system shower. So the floor outside the tub, does it have a drain? Is that a drain there too as well?
Yeah, unit bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, unit bath and auto bath, but there is only fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And a little mirror. And some shelves.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I think that's all for the bathroom. Do you want to see anything more?
The flooring there in the mm-hmm. bathroom by the sink, is that?
Yeah, what material?
Can you tell what material that is?
It's linoleum.
Oh, cushion floor.
Cushion yeah. floor. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Cushion floor. And anything else?
No toilet in here.
No toilet in here. There is another room for toilet.
Yeah,
it's right here. Oh, and it's the toilet. Yeah, there is also a fan.
Is that new too?
Sorry?
Is this new too, the toilet?
Yes, this toilet is new.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like this, and the bidet is here too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and some shelf.
It's okay.
Right here? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then that's the square box behind the toilet. That's the plumbing, correct? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You can't really open, but yeah, that's probably the plumbing.
Yeah.
And the floor is also cushion floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Square. Linoleum square.
Yeah.
And in front of the bathroom, there is a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay.
There are two windows. That's not open. That doesn't open. But
yeah, it's the glass box. Yeah.
But I think it's good because it makes the room bright. Because it's a corner room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, they did change all the flooring because it was matte, I think. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. And there is one balcony.
Mm-hmm.
It's facing north, this face.
So that's the main entrance to the building out front, right?
Yes. Over there.
Yes.
That over there is the main entrance and some car parking in front.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this balcony is pretty big.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a massive balcony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he was explaining, the agent was explaining that it's nice to have the balcony because you can put the air conditioner here. Mm-hmm. So you can also place
the engine outside. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, in Nara, he said there are many properties that you can't put the AC unit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in one room. But yeah, since this one's the corner room,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can also install.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there is some space.
Small closet,
space. Yeah, I think if you put like a tension rod or something, you mm-hmm. can also hang your clothes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all wood flooring they put, huh?
Yes, this is all wood.
Yeah.
And yeah, some outlets
mm-hmm.
in here too.
Okay, so two outlets in the room. Okay, good.
Yeah, two places. And also TV outlet too.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can always organize electricians and stuff if you need more of them down the track, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think it looks like plenty already. So,
mm-hmm.
but good to know.
Yeah, and this is the living and dining room.
Mm-hmm.
It's very big.
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah, and yeah, in front there is like a counter style kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the inside intercom. Mm-hmm. And the switches, and this is the kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen area is also fully renovated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So one big sink, it looks like.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. One big sink. This is like a normal in Japan. Yeah. I think in the US, I think there are two sinks, right?
Yeah, they split them. Like... We like the one basin sink better. It's so good.
Yeah. This sink? Yeah.
Yes,
better.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think they also put the dishwasher.
That's a dishwasher.
Oh, great. Mm. Yeah, I wasn't sure if there's a dishwasher. Okay, so that's a small dishwasher. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, small, but yeah, there is dishwasher and three burners of the stove.
Yeah.
Don't expect an oven, Nathan. You're not going to get ovens. You should.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Oven is not common in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but lots of storage, drawers, and also fish grill.
Fish grill.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fish grill. Mm-hmm. And the fan, kitchen fan.
The fan. Mm-hmm. What's the materials up around the stove? Is that like a glass or ceramic?
This one?
Right behind the stove.
Right behind, oh, like this?
Yes, yeah.
これって素材なんですか?
It's wood, I think, with a plastic lamination.
I think it's plastic lamination. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's smooth, easy to clean, yeah.
Yeah. It's really smooth. Yeah. Yeah, you just have to wipe.
Yeah.
For cleaning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some outlets here.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of storage, drawers. Yeah, everything is the drawer here.
Is what's the underneath the sink? How do anything open up underneath the sink, or is that just it is open? Okay.
It also opens, and the bottom one too.
Oh, great! Yeah, that's a nice cabinet system.
Yes, and on top there are some. Shelves too.
Exactly like our kitchen, actually, everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one thing I noticed about this kitchen is it has more, it seems to have more cabinet space than some of the other units we've seen.
Mm, yeah, there are lots of storage rooms.
Yeah.
And yeah, some space, lots of space behind too.
So there would go a bit of fridge, no problem. Refrigerator.
Fridge would go there in that corner, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of this outlet.
Okay.
Yeah,
and but what do people normally do with that? I mean, do people buy maybe like a cabinets or something that they put on the next to the refrigerator, or what usually do people?
Yeah, I know in our house we've got like a metal rack shelf that we put right next to the fridge, and then those two little outlets at the bottom is where you fit your microwave or like a tabletop oven if you want.
Okay.
Like a big metal, or I'd go with metal just because they're probably going to be piling a lot of stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And all these walls out there, they're all new, refinished too, it looks like.
Yeah. Everything is new on the wall. Yeah.
The ceiling is smooth, huh?
Yeah. I mean, this is for the ceiling lights.
Okay.
It's not installed here.
Yeah.
And that's the fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And... え、これ何ですか? 火
災報知器。余計もこっちまでね。
こっち?あ、前こっちにつけたんですかね。
いや、これってでも全体になってやるのか。なんか全部ついてて、ノーヘアについてて、こっち側は。
なるほど。
でもこれはこっちのガス。
あ、ガスか。あ、So this is the fire alarm.
Okay.
And that's the for the gas alarm.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And this is for the ceiling light.
Okay.
Yeah. And here is the hot water supply.
Mm-hmm.
You can set the temperature, and the hot water with this temperature will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the hot water unit heater, is that inside the apartment or is that outside?
I think it's outside. Okay. 給湯器ってどこにあるの？
外。
あ、外ですよね。あ、そっかそっか。Yeah, it's outside the door.
Okay, yeah.
On okay. the right, yeah, right side. Yeah, and this is the living room. That's the dining area. Okay. Another window.
Yeah.
Here is the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here is another bedroom. Tatami.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so that's about the same size as the other as the western bedrooms, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe a little smaller.
Yes, that's the same size.
Yeah.
Same as this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is also brand new.
Okay.
This is Mark. And the storage, more storage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lots of space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the bottom too.
Built-in closets. Yeah, nice. That's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on top too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything is new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the
wall was that a smoke detector in the closet? I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah.
That's got smoke detector. Very good.
Yeah. And the ceiling is also new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And oh, can you show us the outlets in the room real quickly? How many there
are? Oh yeah. Here one.
Okay.
And another one here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then close it. Yeah. And in the living room, there is one outlet here.
Mm-hmm.
And another one here with the TV.
Okay.
We interrupt this broadcast. I always wanted to say this. We interrupt this broadcast to tell you about Tokyo Family Stays. They're a short-term rentals company in Tokyo. And they offer a home away from home experience, which is just perfect for remote working, quarantining, or if you just need summer quiet to hide away from the world. So they offer a variety of options for families, for corporate relocations, or simply if you're transitioning between homes in Tokyo. Now, the properties are super comfortable, tastefully furnished, fully equipped with all amenities, and they accommodate up to 10 people. So really, the only thing you'll need to bring with you is your toothbrush and maybe a change of clothes. They've got fast, unlimited wireless internet, dedicated workspaces, and fully equipped kitchens. And they're just a delight to stay in, a fantastic alternative to Japanese business hotels, which if you've ever stayed in one, you probably know they're tiny, they're noisy, fine for a night or two if you're on your own, but long-term or with a family, you'll probably feel you're in a jail cell very quickly. So if you want to give yourself a sense of space and freedom by renting a real home with comfortable Western beds, including all the necessities like baby bedding, children's toys, high chairs, you definitely want to reach out to Tokyo Family Stays. They've been at it for over a decade. They're a fully licensed minpaku or short-term stay operator. And as a special bonus for our viewers and listeners, they're also throwing in a breakfast basket upon arrival for anyone who books and mentions the Japan Real Estate Podcast or NTI. And not only for guests, if you're a property owner, you've got an investment property that you want to tweak for higher profits, or a holiday home that you want rented out when not in use via short-term stays, drop them a line today, see how they can help you maximize your property's income. And again, as a special bonus to our viewers and listeners, they're also offering a free audit of your existing short-term stay listings without any obligation whatsoever. So feel free to reach out to them at tokyofamilystays.com. Well worth your visit. And again, if you're in the market for a family home in or around the Tokyo metropolitan area, Emil's your man. Don't be shy to reach out to him as well at emil.gorgies, G-O-R-G-E-E-S, at tokyorealty.jp.
And another one over there.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And here too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, yeah, yeah. Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, plenty outlets. Is this, and the bar there, is that, does it come out or by the kitchen, the window that between the kitchen and the dining room? is that it comes out, it looks like there's a little ledge, so you could put bar stools there. And is it big enough to
this get, space?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's not very big, but I think you can do it.
You could, if, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'll, yeah, I can measure the height and
yeah.
Yeah, I think you can do that. There is like enough space for drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Yeah, and next to the living room, there is another big balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a lot of space.
Yeah.
And that's facing south. Yeah, it's facing south. There is a building in front. But yeah, lots of sunlight, direct sunlight. What's,
can you point the camera down outside yep. the building down? What's below? That's someone's garden at the below.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like just a first floor garden.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the view. And yeah, this balcony is very big. Also, you can put the hole the pole for the laundry.
Yeah. Okay.
If necessary, yeah.
And is that the emergency exit?
There? Yeah, that's the ladder.
Yeah, the fire escape.
So yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when emergency, you can open it and then just go down.
Yeah.
So you can escape.
Yeah.
And there is the last room. This is Nanajo, seven tatami mats size. So it's just a little bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Western style. Windows, two size windows. And another balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a little bit smaller. But still loads of natural lights.
Yeah.
The rooms are all pretty bright or can have natural lights.
Yeah, yeah. It's very
good. Couldn't tell on the internet, so that's good.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this room can also fit AC. Like all the rooms could have the AC.
Yes. All the rooms can have the AC, maybe except for the tatami room.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's there's open. Yeah.
Yeah. Outlet here too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so is it already is that circled disc? Is that already kind of got the conduit so you could for the AC? Is that what that is there? The drain?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's for the ACs.
So it's already kind of all set up. We would just need to get the buy the units.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And over there, there is another closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty big too.
Oh yeah, it goes in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah,
and another alarm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This and in this room there's one and two outlets. This one's with the TV outlet too.
Okay.
Yeah, and all the wallpaper and ceiling renew.
Yeah.
And the door storage too.
Can you close it, open the closet doors? How is it running? Make sure it's smooth. Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's really smooth.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think showed you almost everything, but if you have anything more you want to double check.
Can you close the doors around the tatami room?
This?
Yeah. Just to get a feel how it looks when it's closed.
Okay, yeah, sure. Arigatou gozaimasu. Yeah. When it's closed, it's like this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the room is still spacious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you?
And?
I think Chikako, my partner just wants you to be aware of the fact that it might be difficult to resell or rent it out because somebody passed away there. Yeah, I mean, I know you're just using it as a holiday home.
That's what I want to ask. I'm curious. I read up a little bit about that being a stigma in Japan. Was the old woman? It was she died in the bathtub, natural causes.
Yes.
An accident or?
Just a.
Old age. Yeah.
Yes, old age. Yeah.
Sorry, this is Chikako. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi. I also read about how there are lots of lonely deaths in Japan. A lot. Was this something that happened? Was she discovered pretty quickly, or it took a while?
Okay, let me check.
I'm just curious.
前のオーナーさん亡くなられた時って、すぐ見つかったんですかね？
多分聞いてんのは、
はい。
1週間以内ぐらい。
あ、1週間以内ぐらい。
連絡は取れ
た。Depends on summer とか。Depends on each summer
は。ゴルフにいてはったから、その、娘さん。
はい。
で、連絡はつかへんってなって、
はい。
大阪にいてる、弟さん、義理の弟さんかな、はい、ちょっとなんか、なんか違うのかな、その人に見に来てもらったときに、連絡ついてへんから、事件性あったらあかんから、警察と一緒に入ったんで。
ああ、
事件性はないと思うんで
した。ああ、わかりました。
Probably in the winter. Was it in the summer or in the winter, Mika?
冬でしたっけ
?2月。2月、
冬。
冬やと。
In winter. In February.
In February.
We had one of these cases where it happened in the summer and it's not pretty. It also took 2-3 weeks to find. And yeah,
Ooh.
But this one sounds like a light case actually.
まあ、
2月18日ですね。
推
定やね。だから、その日っていうのが、
それからまあ1週間前後。
Sorry. ここからはあんぶれない。
ああ、わかりました。
だから17日経ったら25やから、25までに見つかった。2、3日と聞いてもいいけど。
わかりました。はい。
ただ腐食とかそんなのない。
ないですね。はい。In probably a few days. But yeah, maybe up to a week. But yeah, the seller is still thinking in a few days. Yeah. And there is no like, I don't know how to say, like there is no,
record
like the body like body is still in the same condition. Does it make sense?
Yeah,
it didn't.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay,
so
Ziv, can you tell me, so I read that if it was after one tenant occupied it's okay, but what you were saying...
Well, you're not officially... They recently revamped the regulations. So officially, you're not supposed... You don't have to let the... beyond the next tenant in line. So the first tenant afterwards needs to be aware.
Law changes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, there are websites that document this regardless. So even if you're not legally obliged to, people can definitely find out.
Yeah. My point one. If they are aware this kind of risk happen, for example, when they sell, they sell or rent to somebody, it might take time to find a tenant or a buyer.
Yeah.
If they are okay to accept, I think it's okay to buy because this price is very reasonable. Which location? Shin Omiya?
Right near the station, I think.
Shin Omiya, no?
Shin Omiya.
Yeah, very close to the deer, they say. Yeah.
We've been to the deer park.
Yeah, we've been there before.
It's
They're
not just in the park though, they walk all over the place.
Yeah. Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, if you like walking, then it's walking distance, like 20 minutes.
Yes, he found all this and that met his criteria.
Yeah, we actually like to walk, and it was definitely reasonable walking distance to the Nara station and the
JR Nara station is like 15 minutes away. And Kintetsu line is, I think, pretty close. Shin Oya.
Yeah, yeah.
Kintetsu Shin Omiya? Shin Omiya eki wa?
Shin Omiya eki de Kintetsu Nara eki.
So, Kintetsu?
Kintetsu.
Kintetsu desu yone. Ah, wakarimashita. 14. Hai. 14 minutes from Kintetsu Shin Omiya station.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty reasonable. Yeah.
I agree. And
Miga-san, can you ask real quickly are most of the tenants? Most of the tenants are the older, or I mean, is it mixed family or in the building?
Okay.
I don't think they'd know.
If you know, they wouldn't know. Okay.
あの、入居者さんたちって、お年寄りの方とかが多いんですけど、わかんないですよね。ご家族。
小学校もあるって言ったらあるし、だからまあ、もうバラバラやのはバラバラ。
I mean, they're family-sized apartments, so it's most likely going to be at least couples. But whether they're elderly or young, we wouldn't know, I think.
Yeah, so he is not exactly sure, but it's for the family, like the size is for families.
Yeah.
So and there is like a elementary school nearby. So he's assuming there are some families, but he can't exactly say.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
It's usually going to be a mix of younger families and elderly couples that are just living without kids.
I'm just curious, because if this was an elderly lady, then I didn't know if it was a higher ratio of elderly people in the building or not.
Every building in Japan has a higher ratio of elderly people, though.
Okay.
But Nara is also kind of traditional elderly vibe. Like, don't expect too many young professionals running around, right?
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
Did so you have any other questions to the agent? Or?
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, I think I was looking. So the association, the monthly association fee, and then the
reserve fund contribution.
Reserve fund.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's the reserve fund, but the general maintenance association fee, is that I couldn't tell when I was reading the documents. Does that include the electricity and utilities or
no?
No,
never includes that.
Okay.
So you'll sign up with a new contract for the electricity, the water, and the is that a gas? Is there gas there, Mika, or is that a hot plate cooker?
There is gas.
So gas, water, and electricity, you'd be signing up with contracts under your name.
Okay.
And there's usually going to be quite a low monthly minimum just for the connection, like somewhere between $5 to $10, I think.
Yeah.
And then per usage when you use it. We're just on the free version of Zoom, guys. So we've got another 6.5 minutes. Otherwise, we can log in. We can log in again.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Why no written reserve fund?
On the listing, it wasn't written. But, Mika, how much is the total reserve? Oh, no, there it is. Sorry, I found it now. All good.
これなん?
Yeah.
Oh, are you asking the monthly that you have
yeah,
to
pay? Yeah, no, we found it. 3万5千円ぐらい。
あ、いやいやいや、3万5千円ぐらい。
Mm.
3万5千560円。
Yep. So 35,000 and a bit, yeah? Monthly. Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds a lot to us, but I know that in the States it's a lot higher than that.
And in Hawaii. And in Hawaii it's even more. So.
Yeah. Oh, really? Triple?
Anything under $100 a month US.
Oh, wow. That's so expensive.
Yeah. $600 a month.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So,
I think I gotta go.
Okay.
Okay, right. And anything else?
Chica's gotta go. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We will review your document. Thank you. Okay. Thank
you. Arigato gozaimasu.
So anything else to the agent and to Mika-san?
I don't have anything else, unless you have something else to do.
No. I think we'll look at the, that's what Chika was saying. We'll look at the purchase contract and the important matters document, which should hopefully there's no surprises there, so we'll review those. But otherwise, I think we know everything we need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. You had said there was a massive exterior renovation that was already completed.
2017. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the exterior was done. Not the roof, I think. Oh, was it the roof and not the exterior? I think one of them. Let me just review the email.
But yeah. Nice. I think that,
but in any case, they still had a bit left, and they did the elevator system too, which is really expensive. So that's good.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, get the expensive stuff done.
Because that's once every 20, 25 years, and it's really expensive. So as long as that's done, I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You in your emails, have you said that the renovation included both exterior and the roof?
That's exactly what I'm trying to find. Is that what I said? Thank you.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So even better. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. I remember the initial email. I said if it's even one of them, it'll be good. And then we found out it was both of them. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So there's not an immediate chance of building fees going up sharply, barring, you know, big earthquakes and stuff like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And...
Mika-san, what's the temperature right now in Nara outside?
In Nara, right now it's 19 degrees, and it's really comfortable.
So I feel comfortable in the apartment right now? Okay.
Uh-huh, it's very comfortable, Yeah, not humid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and excellent.
Anything else? Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for showing us.
Yes, thank you, Mika. Thanks for the long trip on a Sunday,
Yeah, I will. It's a nice weather, so maybe I'll just walk around and go back to Tokyo.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for traveling on the weekend for us. And
No problem.
And thank you to Mr. Sorry, I forgot his name.
Morita-san.
Morita-san, arigatou gozaimashita.
Arigatou
gozaimashita. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mika.
We like the coffee. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I will measure the rooms and then send it to you, or it's not necessary?
Actually, if you don't mind measuring, that would be, if you don't, it takes a few minutes, if it's okay. So,
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And the height of the kitchen bench. Oh, yeah. The bar section,
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you
so much
for your time and have a
good night.
All right, so there you have it. 3LDK apartment in central Nara, 30-year-old building, 82 square meters with a 12 square meter balcony for the ridiculously affordable price of just $88,000. And if you're in the market for anything similar, don't be shy to reach out. We love helping our clients finding these fantastic bargains, conducting due diligence on their behalf, negotiating the price whenever possible, and of course, facilitate the entire purchase for them remotely if necessary, even during these times when many of our clients cannot actually enter the country. And here's hoping that that will change in the very near future. Now, before we go, we're also, as always, going to tell you and also link to our other sponsor's website. That's Hiroshi Shimizu, immigration lawyer and administrative scrivener. If you're thinking about moving here on a more permanent basis, or you're already in Japan on some sort of a temporary visa, and you want to switch to a longer term or permanent one, or if you're considering setting up a local company or a branch office of a foreign company, and you've got any sort of business or visa-related inquiries, or even if you just want to find out what your options are on any of these topics, feel free to contact Hiroshi Shimizu. You can find him at japanimmigrationexperts.com. And he can help you set up a company, apply for any kind of visa, or just provide you with the best advice and extremely affordable consultation related to these topics. And he's already done that for many of our listeners. So feel free to reach out to him. Again, that's japanimmigrationexperts.com, and you'll be well on your way. And that's it from us for today, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Japan Real Estate Podcast. Do share it with your networks, and please let us know what you think. So leave us a short rating or review on the iTunes Store, on Spotify, or just drop us a line in the comment section of wherever you might have found this episode. We love hearing from you. Hope to have you with us again.